what this team has been able to do has been special. And I've been, you know, like I said, I've been in the league for 9 years, and I've seen how teams interact throughout the season. And this team has had numerous times where we could have easily just folded up the tent, and everybody and nobody would blame us because we had every excuse to give up, to quit. But this team just continuously decided to invest more and invest more into each other, to block out, you know, all that was being said outside of our building, and trust in the process, trust in each other, trust in the coaches and the next guy up. And it's been special to watch. So I think people misconstrue humility with doubt. You know, for us, we never wanted to talk about the future because we were focused on the here and now. The future doesn't happen until we take care of business today. That doesn't mean that we don't think we're going to be there. We just understand that talking about, you know, a Super Bowl before you get there is a waste of time and energy and thought. We wanted all of our attention to be on our task right here and right now. But I think that early in the season, I feel like we all realized that we had exactly what we needed, which is why the mantra, we all we got, we all we need, came. We recognized pretty early that, you know, if we have everything that we need to accomplish our goals, let's just stay in the moment week after week. So this past offseason, in kind of my journey to understand the criminal justice system, I visited Greaterford Prison in Pennsylvania. And on that visit, I was able to sit down with about six gentlemen that were all incarcerated, currently incarcerated, and serving life sentences. All of them have been incarcerated for longer than I've been alive. Kempis was actually at 30 years. I'm 30 years old. And we just had a conversation. Everybody, the security and everything, left the room, and it's just me and Stephen Means, my teammate, and a few other individuals just having a conversation. And they were able to give us their, you know, perspective on life behind the walls, the decisions they made before they went in, and then what their peers were facing as they go out. What are some of the things that they needed from a training standpoint? They had already created their own programs to kind of help guys transition back into society. And it was an enlightening time and visit for me. And then you fast forward to a month or so ago, I got a text message, and it was an article about how he had got resentenced and was getting ready to come home, because he had been sentenced to life without parole at the age of 15. And so I wanted to do something special for him. I didn't know what, but with the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, we're allotted two tickets to the Super Bowl that we can give to anybody. And I wanted to give them to him for a few reasons. One, because I wanted to send a message to him and people like him that they're not forgotten about, and that we're all better than our worst mistakes. But two, I wanted to show people that we have to be able to understand each other in a better way. And sometimes those come with uncomfortable conversations. But at the end of the day, myself and Kempis took two different roads in life, completely different. But here we are arriving at the same place, trying to do the same thing, and that's healing and advancing our communities. And so with that as the crux of our relationship, you know, I have no issue with it. And I know he's dedicating his life to paying back a debt that he can never pay, and he's fine with that. And so for me, I thought, what better stage in the Super Bowl to kind of show that example?
Malcolm, Jim Schwartz used to work with Bill Belichick. Do you see any similarities? Or does he say anything like, this is a Belichick thing that he taught me and I'm teaching you guys now?
No. I don't know Belichick that well, so I wouldn't be able to draw that comparison. And Jim doesn't talk about things that he learned from Belichick.
When you hear the name Tom Brady, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Greatest quarterback to do it.
And you're going up against him, obviously, in a couple of days, and you've done it before.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, nothing wrong with that. That's what we all live and dream for.
Anticipate the Super
I'm not curious anymore. You know, I was curious with like the playoffs or like a couple of big games. But now, you know, I know, yeah, guys will be ready. They'll be poised. They've done it time and time again. And the message from me to them is this is no different than any other stage we've been on.